Hoot. Hoot. Hoot.
What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talk and Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund talking shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talk and Shop Patreon. So, enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talk and Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
We don't have censorship anymore anyway. I don't think we censor ourselves anymore at all.
Fuck no. Tits, you know? Asshole.
I think Jesus, I'm the only one that does, because I'm the only one technically still.
That's a job.
Because you're employed, so like.
That's real nice.
Here's our issue, right? We used to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. What'd you say, Gallows? They got a big self-pop. You must have said something funny. Let me hear it.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm drunk about a bottle of wine in 4 minutes.
Todd, that's a talk and shop game. You pop yourself, that's two drinks.
Are we doing this amongst each other? Fuck me running.
We are now. Patreon, we are.
Guys, he just said something 3 seconds ago and fucking didn't know what he said. He had a big belly laugh about something he said.
Well, Emilio.
3 seconds before.
Emilio, the producer, took about 30 minutes to do his setup. 30 minutes in, Gallows is ready to go. You know,
who was stressed out? Yeah.
Yeah. I had some eggs this morning. That's it. I had a fucking long workout. I had a sauna session. I've been doing business all day. And I was like, you know what? I'm having a big old glass of wine, AKA the bottle in my Yeti here.
That's what he said.
Big bad decisions running down my face. Bad decisions.
He goes, I haven't drank in 3 days. And I just got so goddamn stressed out from what's going on. I had to have a big glass of wine. I realized he had the actual big Yeti that people take their day's worth of water in, and he poured the whole bottle in, and it's already gone. So, yeah, that bottle's gone. It's like with Big LG, you're not saying you want to have a glass of wine. It's, do you want to have a bottle? Because, I mean, the bottle's only for him.
Oh, fuck. I thought of something, but you made me lose it, but you brought me to something else. So we do family trivia now during the pandemic with Bethany's family, and they like to drink wine
on
and
Zoom?
Stuff. Yeah, on Zoom. And so they have their little wine glasses.
Fuck, that sounds
whatever.
Terrible. Fuck.
I know. So anyway, like, I fucking, 2 weeks ago, I'm just going, we're getting all the answers wrong anyway. Fuck it. So then her sister-in-law, who's like a CEO of this company in Atlanta, making more money than we were making, believe it or not. She's running the trivia. Well, like, I come back through, like, to fill the wine, and I'm being funny on the Zoom, and I'm like... And then she goes, is that your glass of wine that he poured you, or was that a joke? And then everyone stopped, and I was like,
So are you,
Scotty the Nerd Beach told me that you know, we made that first Boozing with the Boys thing to get our Patreons. By the way, thank you. This is for you guys, our patrons to sign up. And I made a high boot cocktail like we've done on the road 100 times.
Of course.
And he goes, hey, other than getting buried in the comments, he goes, hey, somebody counted when you made that high boot cocktail, and it was a 14 Mississippi. And I go, you're the guy who fucking fell asleep on the ground beside my pool last week. So you don't get to call me up, the famous guy, and tell me about my fucking high boot cocktail porn.
Stay the fuck out of this, Scotty Beach.
You son of a bitch.
Right? Scotty Beach is one of Gallows's, let's just call him guys.
Say what you want to say, who? This is a Patreon exclusive.
It's Patreon. He'll never see this. He can't afford it. He's his minion. AKA his little, one of his little bitches. And he's all of us coming up through the ranks of professional wrestling. Like you, if you want to make it somewhere, it's funny. You'll notice. I promise you, John Cena at one point had a couple minions, probably still definitely does, because he's not married, so definitely has them.
Sex Ferguson's one of them.
Matt Hardy had a ton of minions. Like, you know, sure. Gallows had minions. I had a ton of minions. And then once I got a wife and more kids and more kids and more kids, the wife slowly cut them the fuck off. Because they are hanger-ons, right? They're basically just hanger-ons. Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're pieces of shit that just laugh at everything we say or laugh.
Right. And what we say isn't always as funny as we think. Yeah, they're great. Because anything you say, they're going to agree and they're going to laugh. And they're never going to tell you, hey, don't have another beer, go lay down. They're going to go, ah, okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem.
And anytime a check comes, they're going to look at you like, fucking forget that they have a wallet. Yeah.
Forget they have hands.
Yeah.
Everything. Forget they have eyes.
Kind of like Rocky after we signed that last contract.
Well, you know, that we were in negotiations at that time too.
We were with little corporate hoot at the time.
That's like
that was a business meeting that I was planning to pay for.
Hey, remember?
And then you fucking really didn't shoot.
Remember what Rocky did when we told him how much money we needed to come to New Japan? He went
just started. Doing this for the waitress as soon as he started choking on his fucking tongue.
All of a sudden, I got a text from the wife. Oh, I got to go home, guys. With family emergency.
I've never seen you have a seizure before until that.
Hey, Rock's eyes went like this, and he went.
Yeah. I gave him mouth to mouth and had to resuscitate his little ass.
Hey, we got some questions for a little specialness, you know, a little specialness for the patrons.
I'm going to go right just down the line.
Send questions to talkinshoppod@gmail.com. Is that right? Is it talkinshoppod@gmail.com?
Is that, you're asking me if that's right?
Yeah, I'm asking if that's right. I'll make sure it's right. T-A-L. I know it's talkinshoppod@gmail.com. I just want to make sure.
Yep.
There's no I. T-A-L-K-N.
Yep.
SHOPPOD@gmail.com. Send every motherfucking question you can there. We used to get some fucking good questions back in the day in Japan. That was when
Chad knows something for once.
Hold on, I'm feeling heat from Big LG because he's working so hard on all these different deals. And this,
I mean, all I need you to do is pick up the goddamn phone once in a while and get your 20 grand. That's it.
We had the same heat with the last figure guy that fucked us. Remember that? We had the same heat with it. It's the same exact thing. No,
and you guys had heat probably up in New York, right?
We didn't have any heat with each other. Is that?
Oh, well, no, not with each other. Our heat between each other is like a certain wrestling executive told me that I'll release after July 18th. It's actually not a WWE guy. Oh, the heat we had was fake, brother. Heat, brother.
Fixed.
As he cooked me a big fat juicy steak over there on the channel you pushed previous channel for on Monday nights back when we were kids.
All right, let's take our first question from Glenn Smith on the Patreon.
Oh, Glenn Smith.
Could it be any more fake of a name?
No, I think that's a real one.
Glenn Smith.
Glenn double N's.
Two N's gives us some authenticity.
So Glenn with double N's.
Here we go. What are the 10 commandments of being a good brother? Ooh.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Well, you got to be able to snort melatonin without reacting. That's one.
Don't stooge on the boys. Trying to get to Mark's to buy your drinks.
Three.
Just flow, Gallows.
If you're not married, fuck all the rats.
Jesus Christ.
If you're not straight edge, say yes to everything.
Five.
try to get the Mark's to buy your gear. Never say no to a sponsor.
Six.
Never let your tag team partner fucking give away the taxi money in Japan because he thinks it's fucking funny, because I'm hot about that 7 years later.
Seven.
Yeah, the gimmick went to my head.
Make sure you don't get too hot at him so he still lets you come on all the good sponsor dinners he's been building up for the last 7 or 8 years.
Eight.
Coming on with you, the cock torture, what do you mean by coming on the sponsors?
If you're working an indie show and you lose your blade, don't be afraid to use the cage to go hard way. Nothing bad can happen.
Nine.
That's a 19-year-old hoot rule. And whatever you do, if the woman looks big and you don't know if it's a yes or no, try to pick her up for a scoop slam. If you can turn her, it's a yes. If you can't turn her and you got to take the bump and sell your back, it's a goddamn no.
Oh, yes. That's a Sex Ferguson winner. That's 10.
That's rule number one right there. That's can you get it for a scoop slam? I don't think I can anymore.
I think I can.
Right, well, then she's out.
We've actually had that conversation, Seven.
Hey, Rock never went coast to coast with getting color. You know that, Gallo?
No, I never did color in my life.
Once we're open and free, like mid-July, we got some big announcements coming in. We're going to be together where there's going to be a wrestling ring at some point, and I think you should let either one of us maybe do it for you. Would you agree to something like that? Well, have you ever seen that clip of Fit Finley when they had the guy doing the Arab gimmick from OVW? Do you remember this? Like 2004, maybe. It was mm-hmm. right before I got signed. And it was a big thing on the internet. Then Fit was an agent. He wasn't working. And I guess the guy was scared to get color, so they had him get a little bit.
His name was Muhammad Hassan.
There it is.
Oh. He knew our good friend Chris Cage. But anyway, they wanted, like, he's getting beat down, and they wanted color. And they told him to do it. So he, like, you can go back and find the Raw, I'm sure. Oh, my God. That's beautiful. Thank you.
What's going on there, Gallows? What's going on at your house?
Explain to us what's going on.
He's obviously not in a quiet place.
That's one hell of a wife right there. Look at that.
Wow. Give it up for the wife.
Thank you, baby.
She just made a mistake.
Oh, what a woman.
Oh, yes. And please eat it like Kevin Nash during that shoot interview I watch all the time. And barely answers any questions.
So he
just keeps eating.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that. Look it up. Go to YouTube and search Kevin Nash.
Mute your microphone.
No, anyway. I want to hear it. Keep going.
So the dude, you know, I don't know the fucking guy. I met him a couple of times. He tries to do it. And obviously, he's never done Brothered Out Indies and had to do it or whatever. And it doesn't work. So then all of a sudden, like, he bumps out. He's selling. He's, like, there by, like, the barricade thing or whatever. And it's on Raw. And all of a sudden, like, they go, like, they're checking on him. And you just see Fit Finley go in his pocket. And he goes,
oh, my God.
The motherfucker's head just exploded. Oh, my
God. Hey, we'll have Scotty do that to Rock when we're free and clear.
Yeah.
Scotty's in love with the blade. He just
Let Gallo.
Scotty's so fast in the face, man. I cut him, man. Puerto Rico.
Rock's Puerto Rican, man. I'll cut him, motherfucker.
I told Scotty, I said, if you bleed on another one of these fucking canvases, then you're fucking fired. And he goes, it's my gimmick. I only do hardcore matches. And I went, well, that's what every guy who fucking can't work says. So thanks.
For fuck's sake.
All right,
any more questions?
We have a ton of questions. Keep them coming.
That's our issue, though. You, if you feed us one question, we can go on for the whole entire podcast.
I know. This is from Andres Stefan. Who do you look forward to having as your next guest without giving too much away?
I want to get some of the wrestlers on that we know are going to be able to talk shop with us. And it's going to be fun. Like some good ones, like some of our friends that people really want to hear, you know.
Would you give somebody a name away?
I can't wait to talk to Matt Hardy. We spoke on the phone for an hour a couple of days ago, and like,
really
just an incredible shop talker. He could sit down with us and go for
days. My God, boys, we got to take this. I didn't plan this. I didn't text this.
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's Tama Tonga.
Oh shit.
What's up, you little bitch?
Look what the hell you called into, son. Patreon exclusive on top.
Patreon exclusive, Tama Tonga, boy.
Dude, we're doing the podcast right now on the Patreon exclusive.
Hey, what's up? Oops.
We can hear you good.
What a fucking cameo that is. God damn. Hey, look how much better his setup is than ours with the Bullet Club flag. I know y'all can't hear me right now.
Way better. Oh, he's got an incredible setup. Yeah.
Chad's shitting on us. Hey, from Tom and me, Chad, fuck you, buddy.
Hang up on that motherfucker.
All right, I got another question for you guys. This one's from Moonlight Raven. Any video games you boys are playing these days?
My kids right now are, I'm having to pry them to go the fuck outside and swim, play basketball, play baseball. We just put the PlayStation 4 in my oldest son's room because, like, they were fighting in the game room about the Xbox and the PlayStation, trying to go back and forth. They got a whole fucking game room. So I had to move the place. But my oldest boy now is rolling up out of bed, yawning, farting, stretching, and then putting his motherfucking headphones on and going right to Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Then I realized it was 10:30 a.m. and I said, bro, Caden, I said, you are not rolling out of bed and going to Fortnite. He goes, yes, I am, daddy. It's off, bro. because I got so many kids that each day is for one. Caden goes on Monday. Silas goes Tuesday. Cruz is on Wednesday. But they go all fucking day. It's like 5 hours for right. one. Although you can split it up if you
they
have
get the
kid.
Whole weekend basically.
Yeah, then they're all from Thursday through. But they got to read every day. This is the shit. So they got to get back.
It's terrible. Today, Cade had one where he goes, "I got to make you a meal, and I got to record me making it, and you eating it, Dad." And I go, "Okay, bud. Well, like we're gonna be recording working this. Out with me." So
eat it like Kevin Nash, and then barely answer any questions. Eat it slowly, crunch, no. breathe hard. It's so good.
So anyway, no.
Yeah, there we go. I can finally hear you. That's good.
Yeah.
So he goes, "Well, how do I make it?" I go, "Put a fucking prod in there. Turn it over real quick. I'll film that. Then you film me eating it." So we do it. I put mustard on the brat. I cut it up. Slowly eating it. He's looking at his goddamn phone. I'm not paying attention. I look up and he goes, "Dad, did you eat it all? I didn't do my homework." And I went...
I gotta cook it again.
Fucker, get downstairs to the gym right now because I can't do this right now. And I said, you're either going to get an F or we're going to fake it. I don't know how we're going to fake it. You can give me a piece of bread with butter on it. I'll pretend to eat that, but I'm not fucking doing this. And I said, "Beth, this is what happened." She goes, "I can't have this kind of mess in the kitchen, so we can't do it for dinner." And I went,
"I can't have this kind of Subway. Mess. kind of mess in the kitchen. What life has changed for you, brother. I love it."
Well, to go back to the video game question, I'm playing Stranded Deep on PS4 right now. I'm also playing,
playing Balls Deep.
So I'm allowed to play video games. Still.
See, this was a video game question. We end up talking about what Big Hoot ate. And that's fine. That's how we do it.
Shop. Sorry, I came in late. My bad.
I forgot the fucking question. Fucking point. Fuck your video games, man.
Oh, you know what we've been playing? You know what me and the wife have been playing? We actually been playing Mario Party. That shit's fun as fuck. Keep playing.
That's because you don't have kids, babe.
Mario Kart is still a big one for me.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
The kids love that one, but we haven't cranked it up yet, but we've talked about it a lot. They're stuck to Fortnite. Fuck, they are stuck.
It's addictive as shit. It's the only game that Red Dead Redemption, which you shouldn't let your children play, but I do.
Yeah.
I tell him, I'm just go down there and shoot those old ladies and let's see what happens.
Jesus.
Fuck the levels. It's just fun.
That was like a big thing that people were talking about, like within the gaming community, that you were able to like kill old ladies and they were like pissed off about it. Like,
it's a video game.
I mean, it's a video game. Yeah, but some people, I understand this world is different nowadays. That
right. No, I get it.
But come on. Are we in an airport or something? Yeah. What is that?
Siri, who is that right there?
My son put a reminder in, like at 8, 9, and 10, that dad is butt face. And I don't know how to fucking turn it off.
What the fuck?
Dude, Gallows' house is fucking dope.
Gallows' house is almost as insane as mine. He's just better at hiding it.
This is your reminder that dad is a butt face. Every night I go.
Yeah, ha ha. And you know, in little bits of it, like right now, it was actually fucking getting him hot.
I mean, it doesn't get me hot, but like I'll be in the middle of Ozark and he goes, "Just a reminder, dad is a butt face." And I go,
"All right."
Nick Wydra asks, "Rate these beers in order: Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light, BLLs, or Asahi?"
Wow, that's a really fucking hard question, actually. Oh.
I have to be 100% honest. I'm a Bud Light guy. I tried to switch to Miller Lite just because I thought it was a little less carb or something, but I have to go with straight Bud Light because I like limes. I'm going to say Bud Light Lime right
first.
Number one. Give me a draft Bud Light Lime. See you later, baby.
You can't find a draft Bud Light Lime unless we pour it.
I mean, I think I've found one or two here or there. Give me a draft Asahi. And then give me a draft Miller or Bud Light, either one, interchangeable. But give me a Bud Light Lime draft, and then give me an Asahi draft. Those are good too, man. In Japan, the Asahi's a nice cold Asahi's good. A nice tall Miller Light's good too, though. Fuck.
How about a cold Asahi at that airport sushi that you
Oh god,
greatest sushi.
Nearly a coming effect on a man.
Because I mean that.
Or if you lose your job and you're booze on a budget, just buy your wine at Aldi. It's $7.95 for the big bottle.
There's nothing better, man. Nothing better than getting to that sushi place after rushing your ass off, turning the corner, realize there's nobody in that sushi place in Narita in Tokyo. And you can go to that spot at the bar and sit there and smash that first beer. Fuck.
So you know what I heard recently, and you guys are going to kind of be sad about this.
Don't give us bad news.
Before all this, the pandemic and everything, Delta was going to move all flights to Haneda, which is great for traveling reasons because you don't have to drive 2 hours.
Not for brothering reasons, though.
Brothering reasons, you're going to miss that sushi.
Is there? But you said there's a good sushi spot in Haneda.
There's a decent one, but there's nothing as good as that one. But
what are you saying, Rob? You saying you're going to book us or something? We go coming back here soon?
What's going on, Rob?
I mean, are we negotiating now?
What are we doing? Well, let's have a live negotiation.
You know what?
Any more of this fine steak and wine?
I'm a little hungry. Maybe you guys could Uber Eats me something to pay for dinner over here.
What the fuck? The boss switched courts, goddammit.
How the fuck did this happen?
Anyway.
Another question from these brothers.
One. What do we got? This is from John. What is the most gratifying about being a professional wrestler?
I'll answer that seriously.
That's John gets
you go ahead first. I saw Chad's head cock. That means he's got something.
John's a deep bro.
I was trying to think because I don't like it anymore. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
I do. The most gratifying thing about being a professional wrestler is you don't actually, if you stay in this and you're good enough to stay in it or you're lucky enough to stay in it, you're not afraid to try new shit. You don't actually ever have to listen to anybody. And then you get the gratifying reward of having all this awesome shit, doing what you love to do. Because though there are things about wrestling that I do hate, you have to say this. Have you ever breathed a breath that wasn't free since you either never had a shoot job or quit your shoot job and became a professional wrestler? No, you haven't. You should be thankful for that. I'm very thankful for it. I'm thankful for the Patreons. I'm thankful for the fans. It's the most serious thing I'll say during this, but I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And it's awesome being one of the boys. So thank you guys for letting us do it. Cheers.
I enjoy the Patreon and the podcast more. I don't like wrestling anymore. So if you guys will never see the machine gun wrestle again, I'm done with this shit. It hurts.
He's saying that right now.
Wrestling sucks. The boys suck. Fuck it. I'm out, man.
No, I agree. This has been definitely some of the most gratifying work I've done in a long time. You know, I mean, just it's different and just to interact with the fans, like the way that we have been on Boozing with the Boys and on Patreon is just, That part has been so fucking cool, and I appreciate it. Especially during this time, agree with me on this.
We as a collective three, you two are phenomenal professional wrestlers. Both of you can do things that I'll never do. But I think bigger than that, the three of us are entertainers. So, right. Giving us a platform as wrestling fans to show you guys that and do all this other cool shit. That was maybe more what I meant in my little testimony back there, but I meant everything that I said because. If I was a fucking plumber, I wouldn't be able to fucking get my twin brother to dress up like Sex Ferguson and run around my yard and have the time of my life. That's fucking amazing. So thanks.
Yeah, of course. Fucking me. Of course we love wrestling. Everything Gallo said is right. I don't show weakness on these fucking things. Next question.
You're too famous for that.
Dude, yeah. Why? Look at my fucking pipes right now.
You look great.
Thanks, man.
Okay, I need to tend those pics, though, don't I?
I'm literally counting my abs right now, guys. Wait till July.
Let me see him.
Wait till July 18th. I'm going to let you see. I'm going to send you a fucking selfie soon.
Okay, this is from AD. Is Honky Tonk Man mad at LG and Machine Gun for taking more than one fucking bump during their time in New York?
Well, he didn't tell us not to take bumps in New York.
Oh, hell no.
I can't wait to tell Honky how much money we made.
This is a Patreon exclusive too. We just said like, we love having our guests. They're amazing. And it's good for new guests and new audience and whatever, but it's kind of the three of us talking shit. I think you guys love that. And we love you.
Right.
So we don't know that we need 100 more guests. Yeah. We need more talking shit. It's fun.
Right. Yeah. I think if I can nominate a guest,
the Honkinator on Talking Shop, maybe just a Patreon exclusive. Holy shit balls.
Hey, we were there for Honky's Hall of Fame induction. He was on his best behavior too. We saw him in an NB when he fucking yelled at us before going to New York.
Bruce City Wrestling. What's up, Frank? You didn't write me back yet. Anyway. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Is the price a little up?
Price a little steep-skiing? Anyway.
Listen, Different tax bracket now, bud. Different tax bracket nowadays.
Okay, this one's from Mike Vincent. Are you guys going to do a long pod post non-compete about working up north?
I don't think it's going to be particularly that. We have a huge, 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 huge announcement for July 18th at midnight. I want everybody to get prepared for
that. Is that the countdown to Fucktown?
That's the countdown to Fucktown.
Dope.
At midnight, July 18th, we as the Good Brothers, we as Carl and Luke have an enormous announcement, but more importantly, us as Talking Shop,
that means you guys too, and you're part of this shit.
Yep.
God damn it. You're going to fucking love it.
It has nothing to do with mind. It has nothing to do with fucking New York, none of that shit. It just has to do with what we have as a unit right now that y'all are listening to is about to fucking say. Big shit.
As a unit, us.
Yeah.
You guys too.
But at some point, they made it. But at some point, we'll talk about a bunch of shit.
It's got to be talked about a little bit, you know, about your time being there. And
are you talking about motherfuckers main event in WrestleMania then getting their fucking walking papers via FedEx Stone Cold WCW style 11 motherfucking days later? I don't know why anybody want to hear about that shit. What? It's history. What? I don't know anybody else who's ever done it. What? The biggest names in the business. Fired after the main event less than 2 weeks. What?
Who's to say we didn't ask for a release? Nobody knows this stuff, right. You know?
That's perfect. Since you broke into Stone Cold, I want to cut you guys off because I don't want to let you guys give away too much, to be honest.
Yeah.
You can double give us double bias. This one comes from Tu Maldita Madre. And that, you know,
I don't give a shit to hear about your insult.
Have you any of you busted out the Stone Cold voice when you are with your respective wives, right as you're about to bust a nutski?
I'm gonna say I busted out 100 times, but not in a coming state.
I feel like it'd be hard to do it as you're leading up to it, because then she'd go, "What the fuck are you doing?" You'd have to get it out. You'd have to get it down like right as you start to. Before you know, there's no way that it's gonna mess up.
It's coming. Literally.
Yeah, like as in it, right when it comes.
Stone Cold and Stone Cold's voice is so far out of my head at that point.
You know, Rocky's very domineering, so he's just thinking.
He's very domineering. He likes a lot of passionate kissing. Yeah.
He's thinking about how she better hold his hand when he goes
in Jesus, in public.
I was like, oh, I do the Stone Cold voice in front of my wife all the time, but not during fucking. But I also think I have it. I probably still have the same O face I had when I was 13. So maybe she turns her head.
Jesus,
I mean, I'm just going nuts.
And there's no way she's looking at you during that.
Something like that. It's not an oh, hell yeah. That'd be way too cool.
Oh, fuck.
This one comes from Stephen Oldfather. Whose brother rating is
Back the fuck up, Rock. Don't you dare try to pass that shit off.
Hold the phone, you sick fuck, Steven.
Fucking Steven Oldfather.
Fuck you, Steven.
Steven Oldfather.
Yeah, your name should be Steven. Eat a dick.
Yeah, my name's Drew Goodbrother, and that's my shoot name on my goddamn driver's license. Steven Cox for days.
It should be called Steven Sits on Thumbs. Fuck off, man.
Does he get to ask his question or what?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Whose brother rating?
Both your thumbs, Steven.
Hold on. Whose brother rating is the most underrated in the business? Oh, fuck. I can't even get it out.
Steven Two Thumbs.
Steven Two Thumbs.
Your thumb mark.
You dumb little son of a bitch.
Look at he's looking at our thumbs now, thinking about how he can sit on them.
Our Patreon just went down. Anyway, Rock, what were you saying?
Sorry, Rock. Sorry. What did he say?
I don't know where I'm at.
Once we start doing spit pops on the Patreon, we're in trouble.
Stephen Oldfather. Whose brother rating is the most underrated in the biz?
I'll give you like the first one that came to my mind when you said it is Eric Young. Like, if you have ever heard Eric Young, holy shitballs, Batman. He's a brother in a fucking hat.
Great brother. Been around. Good, hell of a worker. Great
hell
brother.
Of a worker. Underutilized as fuck. Just brother and a half. That's one of mine.
I think we'll be seeing him soon, though.
I hope so.
You make him sound like Enzo, too, which pops the fuck out.
Boy, I don't even know if I can talk about this on Patreon. The conversations that Enzo's been bringing into me lately have been...
Let's
lot going on there. Anyway, moving on.
We'll bring him on and talk about him.
Yeah, I can't wait to him. I like Enzo a lot, man.
I like Enzo too. He asked to be a guest because he said that he needs to be heard. So,
oh baby,
there you have it.
We might have to wait. Give us about 70. Yeah, give us about 76 days, Enzo.
Yeah. Let's
give us about 76 days, Alec.
Here's a good talking shop exclusive. So I got a message from Tommy Dreamer, and he goes, "Did you guys? I saw that Chick Donovan was on some of the Talking Shop, Sex Ferguson stuff. Did you pay him?" I said, "Well, of course I paid him.
Of course."
And he said, "Well,
how much?
How much?" I told him what I paid him, and he goes, "Man!" And he came and did all that stuff, and I go, "Yeah, he was great. I love him." And he goes, "Yeah, we asked Tony Atlas to come on and talk about NWA Georgia, and he wanted $300 and told us no freebies." And I said, "Well, fuck, good for him."
That's great.
So he wasn't on. Good for for you, Tony. Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Tommy Dreamer would be great to get in here. That's a guy I'd like to get.
Oh, Tommy Dreamer would be good.
Oh, I'd love that.
That's when I tried, like, a couple of WrestleMania goes when we're in New Orleans. I was doing the Chico documentary, and I asked Virgil if he would just do like a little 2-second thing, like for
meat
for
sauce. The thing.
And he told me to fuck. He basically told me to fuck off.
Oh yeah.
And he said, "Well, I gotta get paid. I gotta get paid." I was like, "Well, how much you want?" You're like, "I got like $50. I mean, I can give you like $50." And he's like, "Nah, we're talking hundreds, man. I'm talking hundreds." I was like,
"I've heard."
I was like, "All right, well, we'll just use you, and we'll kind of go around you."
Team Talking Shop was rooting for the John Cena Sex Ferguson post. Thank you, we love it. And the first comment is from the Virgil account, which I think is run by some friends of his, but he's very aware of it. Uh-huh. And it's Sex Ferguson sitting at a table and says, like, "I am the gimmick," or whatever. And the first comment's, "Virgil stealing my shit, bro." Pop the shit out.
I'd like to talk to Virgil on
it. I'd love to talk to Virgil, but I mean, what kind of budget do we have, Rock? Can you sell a Saab? Can we get him in here?
I ain't paying Virgil to come on here.
I ain't either.
I know. Want to ask one more?
Yes. We're not going to ask that one because it's about New York.
We don't ask.
New York's for later, boys. We'll do a Patreon exclusive New York for
we
you.
We got lots of stuff. We got TNA. We got coming to WWE. We got leaving New Japan. We got our New York run, our almost leaving New York run, almost signing with certain places.
You got BC, the BC, the birth of the BC.
Birth of the BC, the death of the BC, everything.
Up goes the bottle, down goes the
hood. Gallo's finished off his wine bottle in an hour.
I still got to finish the Yeti.
Yeah. And I think turn it up for the boys.
Well, buddy, I already put it in the gimmick. Oh, you want me to turn the Yeti up for the boys?
Yeah, not the whole thing, but
This is a good one. Upstairs.
Actually. This is actually really good. This is perfect. This is for perfect gals. This is from Daniel Stanley. Any good stories about the human Cadillac Dorian DeVille?
Oh,
and for our fans, our new fans who don't know,
explain who he is.
The human Cadillac Dorian DeVille was my first gimmick in wrestling when I didn't have to wear a anymore.
He got the D tattooed on his arms. He thought he'd be Dorian DeVille forever.
I'll give you a censored one because I've been watching these Dark Side of the Rings, which is funny because Chad doesn't like do any of our business or keep up with anything, and he doesn't like watching any of that. But I watched the New Jack one a couple weeks ago with my son.
I watched
his dad. Like, yeah, it was cool, right? I mean, it's very interesting. I'll say that. He goes, "Dad, did you ever run into New Jack? You seem to have met everybody." And I go, "Well, I did. When I was 19 years old, I was really happy. I did a double shot in North Carolina. The second night was for these two guys, these twin guys named the Drive Brothers, and they're running an all hardcore show. And me and Big Slam Vader were doing the ring rental, which meant I put the ring up, took the ring down. He took all the money and I wrestled, which is what we normally did. Anyway, like, it's the Powers of Pain on the card and New Jack. And I was like, holy shit balls. I'd never been on a show with famous wrestlers before. I'm sitting here in my man cave. I got a picture of the Warlord giving me a fucking big back suplex sitting right over there. Anyway, so I'm nervous as shit. Warlord and Barbarian versus me and my partner. It's a hardcore show. So I take the pin. Then, of course, at the end, I get hit by a barbed wire bat by my partner. Because he turns on me because I lost, and then I get color for the first time for no fucking reason in the first match. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Later in the show, the hardcore main event is New Jack and these two hardcore indie guys from around North Carolina. Rick Link was one of them. This is a nightclub, so there's two stories. There's a balcony, and he goes, "Listen, Jack, there's no balcony dives in here." Which, think about us right now. If our gimmick was we were ECW hardcore wrestlers, would we want to go jump off a balcony on a Sunday night?
That's our shit.
Shit Hill, North Carolina? No, we would not. We'd go, "Great. I'll hit him with a fucking, hit him with a cookie sheet, and I'll fucking sell some 8x10s.
I've been in quarantine so long, that sounds like fun."
So they tell brother, "Hey, don't do that." And he goes, "All right." And this was like a week after he beat Gypsy Joe, the old wrestler, to death with a shovel, like nearly crippled him. And then so I was kind of nervous to meet him, you know, 19-year-old kid. And he goes, "Yo, dog, that old motherfucker tried me." And we're just going, I'm out there screwing the turnbuckles on. "Oh, yes, of course he did. Why wouldn't he?" And just agreeing with New Jack. So, like, I wrestle early. I'm watching the fucking thing. Well, New Jack, I mean, no secret. He says the whole thing. He's smoking pot and drinking vodka the whole night. And this is an indie show, so I will say it was well organized. So there were 18 matches, which Makes a lot of sense. Chad loves that when a show's about 4.5 hours long. Oh,
then you're on last.
Right. But, so I have to stay because I got to take the ring down, and I'm a young mark, so whatever. So anyway, they're fighting around. He staples the guy's fucking head. They're throwing chairs at each other. He puts them on the table. He goes up the stairs, and he gets to the fucking balcony. The guy, the promoter's going, no, no, I fucking told you no. No. And Jack does his fucking whatever his pose was. And then his foot slips. And I swear to God, brother goes, head first through the table, through the brother, right? Brother tries to get off, but it's this big fat dude, whatever. And he goes down, and I'm like, oh, shit. Well, he knows how to do that. He was laid on the ground, and his hands were sticking up and doing this, and his eyes were rolled back in his head. So I was like, is this part of the show? Like, I don't know. This is my 8th match. All of a sudden, the lights come on in the nightclub. They start kicking everybody out. They roll up the metal door. Fucking ambulance comes in. They load the motherfucker up, and he's fucking shaking like fuck. They put him on the thing, and I go home. I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn around, and the warlord's behind me, who beat the shit out of me earlier and threw chairs at me, but was actually very nice to me during that process. He goes, that fucking idiot deserved it. And I went, oh, shit. I'm not going to repeat that ever until I get on patreon.com/talkingshop.
Yeah, there you go.
Years later. So then I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? And the finish of the story, there's no big finish, but I didn't know it was real. And I went on like, this is 2002 or 2003. And it was on the dirt sheets. He was in a coma for a fucking week.
Yeah, that was in the, of course, was in the documentary.
1-2 kick out. He's fine. He's back. Yeah.
He was back like right after that, right?
What he wrestled fuck? Like 9 days later or some crazy shit.
This wasn't
that real that the guy lived through all this stuff and he's still just fucking brothering around.
Don't they talk about that in the documentary?
I don't think so, because I watched the documentary and I don't know that they talked about that. I know that it was a Sunday show from the Drive Brothers. He goes,
oh, maybe you told us that, right?
Slips and boot. I probably told you.
Maybe you told us.
I never saw anybody like shoot. Like, I've seen some bad wrestling injuries, like we all have, but. This guy was
crazy.
Dorian DeVille.
Dead in front of Dorian DeVille.
Dorian DeVille started it off hot. There's your
Dorian DeVille. Human Cadillac, baby.
There's your Dorian DeVille asshole, whoever asked that stupid ass question about Dorian DeVille.
Waste another 9 minutes of your life.
Sorry, 9 minutes of your life. Like when Gallows wants to sing karaoke, go straight to American Pie. This is 10 minutes.
So Hootie.
I've been trying to end this goddamn podcast for 8 minutes now. And Gallows
turned off. Bye. Give me Hoot's Cream Pie. That's your song, Hoot.
Ho, 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 gentlemen. The holidays came early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new ultra-premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. Gift yourself Manscaped or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20. That's HOOTS20 by going to manscaped.com. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your chestnuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer and toner. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra-premium body wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. They also just launched their new 2-to-1 shampoo and conditioner, which has key ingredients with benefits that include hydrating, nourishing, conditioning the scalp, and strengthening your hair at the same time. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20. That's HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this holiday season.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azuka Rocky Romero. You get Boozin' with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is, bye!